Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Maybe you already know this, but tonight should have been, would have been, the start of the NFL preseason. Thursday, August 6th was supposed to be Cowboys-Steelers in the Hall of Fame game at Canton, Ohio. It wasn't, of course. We don't have preseason football to kick around this year. We don't have preseason football to throw under the bus this year. Because let's be honest, we enjoy it for about 7 or 8 snaps, and then we start to make really passive-aggressive jokes about it. I did miss it. I did miss it, and I will miss preseason simply because it amps up my excitement. It ups the ante, if you will, to get closer to the football season. So we don't quite have that same ramp up. We are sitting just over a month away from what is scheduled to be the NFL season opener, and I'm hoping that it stays on schedule. NFL is seemingly doing everything that needs to be done, and now we've gotten past the point at which players can opt out unless there is some emergency that comes up later on. 66 players opted out by Thursday afternoon's deadline. There were whole teams that did not see any players opt out. And then there were teams like, say, the Patriots, who had 8 different players decide they would sit out 2020. So we'll get to the latest from the NFL. We've got some fun QB news. Tom Brady, he is locked in. As I was saying on last night's show, do you really want to be the one person who thwarts Tom Brady's attempts to stick it to the Patriots and Bill Belichick with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I think not. So it's full speed ahead for the Bucs, and Tom Brady talking about the challenges and what's typical. Also, Mike Tomlin with an interesting conversation on Good Morning Football. So we'll let you hear a little bit of that. And Devontae Freeman is still looking for a home in the NFL. We also had some pretty sweet down-to-the-wire finishes across the board in basketball, in hockey, sudden death, two of the greatest words in sports, and then baseball as well. And so we've got a smorgasbord that we will use to get through our final show of the work week. I hope you had a good Thursday, a productive Thursday. I can't really say it was a productive Thursday for me, but want to hear something funny? I got my first oil change in 7 months. I'm pretty religious about oil changes because when I was a kid, when I was 20, I was in college and we shared a Nissan Sentra. It was more like a tin can, but my family had one Nissan Sentra and it had vinyl seats and no AC, but it got the best gas mileage ever. Anyway, my mom would let me drive wherever I needed to go because she was tired of taxiing me and my brother around. So I was driving the Nissan Sentra, the family Nissan Sentra. We actually had 3 of them all right in a row. I don't remember which one this was, if it was 1, 2, or 3. I think it was 2. Anyway, no, it was 1. No, it was 2. My brother ruined number 1. Anyway, Nissan Sentra, I did not check the oil. Now, that was back before they had oil lights. So I did not check the oil, and I certainly didn't get the oil changed because at that time I was broke, and it wasn't really something I thought was a priority. So wouldn't you know, after a while, the engine seized, completely ran out of oil, and I got stuck on the side of the highway with a seized engine in the family Nissan Sentra. That was the last time, needless to say, that I ever decided or thought to myself that checking the oil was not important. Now, Princess Leia has all kinds of fun lights and signals and alerts that will tell me when she needs something. The oil light didn't go on, but I could tell. Not only had it been 7 months, but the car is now over 80,000 miles, which is great. It's good to be driving again with a couple of mini road trips here and there. And she was well overdue for an oil change. So she's driving like a champ again, like a Jedi Knight, if you will. And it was kind of fun to go and get my oil changed. And it was so quiet at the place where I take my car that Leia was in and out in 30 minutes. When was the last time you had an oil change? Like an oil change from an actual garage, not from a place where they make money on the number of cars they churn in and out of there. And then they forget to put the oil cap back on your oil tank. That has happened to me before. Anyway, he was done in 30 minutes. Leia was she was the only belle at the ball. And so it was good. It was good to do something so boring and mundane and yet so missed in 2020. So that was really my Thursday, other than sports and not sleeping, but whatever. That's pretty much par for the course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We are live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Coming up in 30 minutes, a conversation that I'm really looking forward to, and I think, at least I hope, that you will enjoy. The last time we had Johnny Avello on the show, Las Vegas was a ghost town. The gambling industry, it was nearly dormant, like the rest of the sports world. If I remember correctly, Johnny, who is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, but also a Vegas resident for decades, that's his home. And not just because he works in the gambling industry, that's his home. And I remember him telling me that they were getting creative at DraftKings and they had started generating bets on things like table tennis. Okay. Not quite the same as what you would normally get in the spring. And it was so quiet in Vegas and the city was shut down like pretty much the rest of the United States during the pandemic that there was this undertone of worry, as you can imagine. It's an industry unto itself, part of the economy too. How things have changed now a couple months later. So the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, Johnny Avello, will join us tonight to talk about what I feel like must be the rebirth of Vegas and the sports gambling industry. But he'll join us from Las Vegas itself in 30 minutes. Not sure if you saw, but around the country, there are various NFL stadiums and teams, not the stadiums, but the teams making the announcements about the stadiums. For instance, Lambeau Field will not have fans. Isn't that odd? Lambeau Field, no fans for at least the first month of the season. My Grammy lives not that far from Green Bay. A couple years ago when I went to visit her, I had a chance to be on the field at Lambeau for a preseason game, and it was certainly an amazing experience. Even for a preseason game, there were thousands and thousands of people that showed up just to be there as the team was going through its preseason or its pregame warmups. I can't imagine Lambeau without fans. But in addition to that, the new Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas will run through its entire first season with no fans. I don't know that that's a huge surprise, but to hear it, to see it in print, a brand new stadium. I haven't heard specifically about the new stadium in Los Angeles, whose name I can never remember. Sorry, it's something weird. Do you know what it is? SoFi Stadium. Maybe I should figure out some kind of wordplay. Wi-Fi, SoFi, but then I'll start calling it Wi-Fi Stadium. I'm sure it is Wi-Fi equipped. Thank you, Chris. So the official announcement, at least I haven't heard it, hasn't come from California. But considering that there has been a surge of cases recently and we're not that far away from the start of the NFL season, at least at the beginning, you would imagine that stadium is also opening up without any type of fans. It's going to be strange, but I don't care. As long as we get football, I will watch it and I will love it and I will not complain. And if you complain, I will blast you on this show. So bring it. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Again, Johnny Avello will join us inside of a half hour from Vegas. So tonight would have been the kickoff to the NFL preseason with the Steelers versus the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game at Canton. We didn't get the start of the football, we can't really call it drama, the football excitement and just enough to whet our appetites. But this August is stuffed full of all kinds of other things that we never expected. Hoops, hockey, baseball. Oh, and not table tennis. Well, maybe table tennis, but we're not going to talk about that. Golf, weirdly enough, there was the first major of the year teeing off at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco on Thursday. And because I generally try to stay on West Coast time, it's better for the show and better for me as a host. It was fun to see all the late tee times. So the tee times that would have been more like dinner for those of us who actually live on the East Coast. Phil Mickelson didn't tee off till almost 5 o'clock Eastern time. So there was a great group of golfers that you had out there on the course late waiting for you when you were done working, when you were home from work, after dinner, after walking the dog, yada, 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 whatever it is. So it was cool. I like having the tournaments on the West Coast because it fits my schedule more. And because those of you who accuse media people of having a West Coast bias, well, you know, this week is all about you. So there are a lot of big names at the top. The PGA Championship is generally extremely competitive. You have a lot of golfers who end up in red numbers. It's not like a U.S. Open where in years past, if you have one or two guys in red numbers, that might be a lot. It seems like it could be setting up for a fantastic weekend. So you'll recognize the name Jason Day. He's at -5, and then American Brendan Todd is tied with Day for the lead. A Day winning a PGA championship. Oh, shoot. Not that long. 16, maybe? Please don't quote me on that. But it wasn't that long ago that Jason Day won at the PGA. We also know that Brooks Koepka is the two-time defending champion. And after his opening round with some really impressive putting, he is one off the pace at -4.
I felt like we had a lot of good numbers today, which always helps. But struck it really well, put it in the right spots, felt like I had a good uphill look most of the time, and that's what you need to do out here. You got to drive it in play, and I feel like I did that. Mm-hmm. I was pleased with overall everything.
So he sits just one stroke off the lead, and in watching him, it's probably more my imagination, he looks so confident, so comfortable. It certainly does help that he's won this event the last 2 years. It's not like it's the same course, but it's PGA Championship, Brooks. It's a different guy. It was a couple weeks ago where he missed a cut at another tournament and he was frustrated and he was angry. That Brooks Koepka is gone. This guy, I mean, he expects to win. That's what happens with Brooks when it comes to the majors. And it's good for golf. He is, I think, a figure that a lot of people are getting behind and are cheering. Not only is he American, but he's ripped. I mean, he's jacked. And he's just the way he approaches the golf course, the way that he dominates and has dominated at the majors is fun, too. So it doesn't always make sense. And yet, like I said, he clicks into that mode where he's uber confident. As for Tiger Woods, also comes out with a strong opening round. Now, this happened when he was at the Memorial a few weeks ago. Remember exactly when it was, but Jack's tournament, maybe 3 weeks ago. And he came out with a strong first round and then wasn't able to find that same consistency through the rest of the tournament. However, he got to go one round at a time, and he started slowly. And by slowly, I mean he was misfiring with the driver. So not only did he have the challenge of not hitting a lot of fairways early on, but then he had the challenge of trying to figure it out while he was on the course. So he ends up hitting 50% of his fairways, but because of the way he was able to recover, he finishes -2, only 3 strokes off the pace.
it's all about hitting fairways. This golf course, if you get one in the green, there's really no chance you get one in the green. So the premium on this golf course, you got to hit the ball in the fairway. And some of these pins were a little bit more difficult than I was expecting. But, you know, the dots for tomorrow are going to be just as demanding. So, again, premium putting the ball in the fairway and then get after it.
He putted well, even though he just changed his putter. And that was a big story even before he teed off in San Francisco.
I've been messing around with it for better part of over a year. And it's a little bit longer than my original one, and which makes it a little bit easier on my back. I was able to spend more time practicing. And it's one of the reasons why all the senior tour players never putt with the same length putter as they go on, they move on. It's a little bit harder to bend over. And I putt with my sandwich all the time. And so it's it feels more like my sandwich.
Seriously, Tiger Woods, he's planning for getting old. He points to the senior tour, which, by the way, Phil Mickelson is eligible for the senior tour now. And he points out that they have longer putting shafts. Why? Because it's harder for them to bend over. They have back problems and they're creaky. I mean, he does have a lot of back issues. Longtime nemesis of his is his back. And so if he's preparing for it now and if it helps him to stand a little more upright with the putter, I think that's great. So he actually did putt really well. He had 5 birdies. And so he's at -2. And I know a lot of people will be excited if he's able to make the cut and play on through the weekend. Now, here's the funny snippet from the first round of the PGA Championship. Did you see the video out there of Bryson DeChambeau, or as we like to call him on the show, Beefy Bryson, snapping the head off his driver? And not because he was swinging hard or because he hit the ground or did anything untoward to the club. He didn't throw it. He didn't snap it over his leg. Nothing. He leaned on it, and the club head just snapped right off. And so all of a sudden, he's holding the club shaft, and there's no driver head on the bottom of it. Ricky Fowler's reaction, so he was playing with Ricky. Ricky Fowler's reaction was caught on camera on TV. ESPN had this opening round. So funny to see his reaction behind Bryson's, but Bryson's was just as funny. And, you know, he's pretty high angst. He's pretty high energy. It's pretty high maintenance at times. Anyway, he's put on all that weight. And so we're going to see if we can find it and put it up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, because it's a really funny and so unexpected little video of Bryson's putter. I'm sorry, his driver just giving out. I kind of feel like his driver must be tired, so tired. And of course, that was the question he was getting asked following his round.
No, it was weird. Swinging too hard.
Yeah, I looked down and it was like right under your foot.
Yeah, it was like this, and I was like that. And it just to pick up my tee and it whoosh, like that. I guess it's all those swings I put in.
Oh yeah, that must be it. So yeah, I don't know. You see all kinds of crazy stuff when if you watch sports long enough, right? I don't think I've ever seen that before. But Bryson was allowed to repair the driver, so it was accidental. Again, it wasn't like he smashed it onto the ground. That would have been one of those that I think would be appropriate. If you smash your driver and it breaks in half, well, then you kind of get what you deserve. Anyway, so he hit his tee shot and he leaned on the club to bend over and get his tee, and the head just popped off. And so he was like walking down the fairway with a broken club, which is kind of funny. And so Beefy Bryson strikes again. He's had quite the couple of weeks in which he's been on the he's been in the spotlight. He's been on the hot seat for the way he's talked to some cameramen. And you may remember Tiger Woods and his caddy used to get in hot water for how they treated people who were on the course. I feel like now, when there's hardly anyone on the course, that really shouldn't be an issue. You should be able to steer clear of pretty much anyone that you want to. Okay, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Good to have a PGA Championship, a golf major underway in San Francisco. Straight ahead, though. Some fun finishes in Major League Baseball as we get to a Friday where no teams will be inactive. How about that? I will explain. Plus, my favorite story from Thursday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. This one's hit in the air to deep right field. This is back towards the chop house, sailing through the sky. It's gone!
Woo-hoo!
Nick Markakis makes it a walk-off here in Atlanta.
You know, it's one of those things. I said, you can pull him off the couch at 50 years old, and he's going to be able to hit. I mean, I think it's just, well, you know, what a great way to come back. I mean, it's just huge. As I just said before, it's great that, you know, we had somebody to tap into when Big City went down, and so I'm happy for him.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
This is my favorite storyline of the Thursday. Nick Markakis, in his first game back, you may remember, he opted out over fears of the coronavirus and then opted back in 3 weeks later and did a very honest interview in which he admitted it was killing him to watch his teammates go out there and face the risk and play together. And he felt like he had left them high and dry. He felt like he had done the wrong thing and that it was the right thing for him to opt back in and join his teammates. And so he didn't even know it was possible. I didn't even know it was possible until he had a conversation with the Braves front office. And they said, yes, we will take you back. We have a roster spot for you. We want you to rejoin the team. And this was his first game back with the Braves. He announced his return just 1 week ago. And then he lines this one-out homer into, actually, it was kind of funny. It was into the restaurant behind the right field stands. If you're not going to have people in there, you might as well have a baseball. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, the call on the Braves radio network. I just love those kinds of stories. The happy ending, so to speak, that you couldn't make up. And he says that it's really the beauty of the game. You always get another opportunity. And when I heard that, I thought, well, he could be talking about this game and only this game, but he could also be talking about the larger picture, which is that he got another opportunity. He did say that he was going to apologize to his teammates and hope that they would accept him back. And I certainly believe a walk-off home run in the ninth inning will do the trick. The Braves against the Blue Jays. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm telling you, seeing his gigantic smile when he got to home plate, you could just imagine the relief, but also the weight of the world being lifted a little more off of his shoulders. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Our show Twitter is After Hours CBS, and then also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We were able to find that video from the Golf on CBS account of Bryson's reaction when the driver head just fell off his club. We all get tired sometimes, and the driver had just had enough. So check that out again on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and we'll do a little more on the golf. In fact, coming up in the final hour of the show, we'll talk with one of our favorites, Matt Adams of the Golf Channel, and we'll dissect what's ahead for the weekend in golf. And straight ahead, what does the first major of the year, plus baseball, plus basketball, plus hockey, plus everything else, mean for the gambling industry? It's a rebirth of sorts for Las Vegas. And so we'll talk to Johnny Avello of the Sportsbook with DraftKings coming up. But the Nick Markakis walk-off wasn't the only drama on Thursday.
A swing and a high drive, deep left field, headed for the bleachers, and it is gone! A two-run home run to left by Jose Ramirez, and for the second time this year, Jose has hit home runs from each side of the plate in the same game. And tonight, two home runs, a triple, four RBIs, and the Indians have a 10-run seventh.
That's the call with Tom Hamilton on the Indians Radio Network. He's not the only play-by-play announcer who can do this, but Tom Hamilton makes it sound like he doesn't need the piped-in crowd noise. He makes it sound like it's the World Series, and which he called one of those recently too, and the fans are full of stands and it's still the biggest game and there's so much interest in, and attention. He just has such an incredible flair. I love listening to Tom. And, of course, he likes calling Jose Ramirez home runs, a pair of them in the Indians' big victory on Thursday, and they are now up to 8-6. So that was a little bit of drama as well. They actually blanked the Reds 13-0. No doubt the Reds were happy to have that game wrap up. We also had an inside the park home run, a return for one athlete who is no longer going to have a dual effect for his club. And then we had yet another walk-off hit as well. So a lot to talk about in Major League Baseball as well as in hockey. We had a game going to sudden death. Basketball, the Milwaukee Bucks clinched the top seed in the East. And then we'll do some football as well. Just it's the August unlike any other. So find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Coming up next, we'll spend some time in Vegas, baby. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
When last we spoke with Johnny Avello of DraftKings in Las Vegas, it was an entirely different world. Ooh, it's some encouragement. Oh, how things can change. Wait a month, wait a couple of months. Though it didn't always feel like there would be optimism and there would be life as there is in August here in the sports world. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome Johnny Avello, director of Sportsbook at DraftKings from Las Vegas. Let's start with the easy question. How are things different in the last 3 weeks, Johnny, with the return of so many different sports?
Well, things started to make a little bit of a turn. You know, Amy, things never were really that bad for us. We found a lot of content, as you and I spoke about before. It wasn't the content that the customers were accustomed to, but they liked it. You know, darts and table tennis and a lot of soccer and the Chinese basketball. They got used to it. But then in May, we had UFC start to fight a couple times a week. And then golf, we had a couple of matchups between one was with Tiger Woods and Phil and a couple of pro quarterbacks. And,
right.
And then after that, golf started. And golf was just going gangbusters. Every week was bigger than the next. And here we are now continuing the NBA regular season, the hockey regular season, so to speak, and playoffs, and baseball's finally started. So things have exploded over the last 3 weeks.
Where have you seen the most activity for bettors, for gamblers who've jumped right back in?
It kind of varies from night to night. You know, baseball was doing real well. That first game between the Yankees and the Nationals, that was our largest handle ever for a baseball game. And that includes World Series and all playoff games. So people were just waiting for baseball to continue. And then the game that night between the Dodgers and the Giants, that was in our top four of all time. So at times baseball takes the lead. At times it's NBA. And at times it's golf, and hockey's been writing quite a bit of money too. But golf is, you know, golf is doing really well. It's doing really well this week. I don't know if golf can keep up the momentum that it has with everything returning, but so far this week for the PGA, things are looking very promising.
You're right. So for the golf circuit, where they are now is a jam-packed late-year schedule with their first major going on this weekend in San Francisco, but then still some other majors to come, including the Masters. Johnny Avello is with us from Las Vegas, the director of the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Last time I spoke to you, we talked about the devastating effects on not just the gambling industry, but also Vegas as a city. So as you compare where we were then in, say, April to where we are now, how much has Vegas recovered?
Well, it's coming back. You know, we're open. Things just are not the same as they were. If that's going to take time. You know, when you come to town, Las Vegas, it's always been for have fun and good entertainment, good food. And we still have, you know, the good food and the gambling. We just don't have the day clubs and the nightclubs and the shows and some of the other things people are accustomed to seeing when they come to town. So that portion is going to take a bit. But we're open. We're making some strides here. And I got to tell you, the business that we're in, DraftKings, is the business to be in, because you don't have to walk into a casino to make a bet. You can make your bets right online. You can actually sign up online and fund and withdraw. So, you know, that seems to be the way to go right now in the gambling industry.
How much has your city regained momentum? I know that initially a lot of casinos opened, and then we saw a surge of virus cases, and so some states were taking a step back. But how is Vegas doing?
It's doing okay. You know, restaurants are open. They've got 50% occupancy. A lot of them are takeout, and that seems to be doing very well at some locations. I think we're the same as everybody else. We're just starting to get our feet under us, and you know, as time goes by, we'll all recover. It's just, this has been a mess, and
yes,
something we've never seen before, and we'll get through it, and we all need to do the right things to get through it.
How much does football mean to the betting industry, not just DraftKings, but overall?
It's always meant a lot. It's, you know, it's always been one of the top offerings, but I think what I've realize through this is if football didn't take place, something else would take its place, and you know, maybe it wouldn't be up to you know, the numbers that football does. Maybe it would, because I noticed that during the pandemic we were able to really do some fantastic numbers on things we didn't believe we could. now with that being said, we all know that we all love football. We love college football, we love pro football. The plans are to go forward with both. College, maybe not what we've been used to in the past, but still some substantial and quality games lie ahead of us. And for pro football, the plan is to play the regular season. You know, we have numbers up. We're planning on it. They're planning on it. And I think they have a plan to, you know, to get through the season. If something happens, I think they have a backup plan.
Does it matter whether or not fans are allowed into the stadiums? Because right now we're even Vegas actually is saying no fans in the stands for its first season in town at Allegiant Stadium. Does that affect gambling at all?
Well, we're certainly all going to watch, so I think viewership will still be very high. It affects the way we make a number on a game. You take a home field advantage, which it could be anywhere between 1 and 4.5, depending on who the team is. And without fans in the stands, I think that's going to change for some teams. Let's take a team like Seattle, who has a very strong home field advantage, because not only is it strong on the offensive side, it's strong on the defensive side. The fans don't shut up for the entire game. It's loud in there. The other team can't even hear themselves calling the plays. So there's a very strong home field advantage. So let's say they were normally a 4.5. They're probably going to be around a 2.5 now. That's what the fans would mean to a team like them.
Mm. Johnny Avello is the director of Sportsbook for DraftKings with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. And I know you've been in Las Vegas for a long, long time. How many years did you tell me you've been there?
41
years. And obviously the industry has changed a ton as more and more options are available online, as you mentioned. But have you ever seen anything that would even remotely compare to what we've gone through this spring in your industry?
The only thing I can remember that was somewhat close was 9/11. Kind of closed us down for a while. We were using the books as an information area, so people could get home and find out, you know, when they could get a flight back to their destination of choice, and you know, and just to keep up on the news of what was going on, and that lasted probably about
a week or so, and then we were kind of back to normal after that, somewhat back to normal. No, and so the answer is not like this, no.
What will it take for the gambling industry to get back to normal, quote unquote?
Well, you know, that's a question that has to be dissected into different areas. Mm. You know, you look at DraftKings, we're doing fantastic. So we are kind of back to normal. You take a place where you need to walk in, a bricks and mortar, it's going to take those places a little bit longer till people get a comfort level to walk into a, you know, a place and make bets and use those amenities. So it depends on, you know, what the services are, and if people have to go inside or can bet online. So it certainly makes a difference.
It's an interesting case study with baseball. And I'm asking you about that separately because baseball's in a situation where they've had so many postponements, Johnny. They've had so many games that at the last second have been put off or have been changed. They're constantly tweaking the schedule. In fact, just did it again on Thursday. How does that affect what the gambling industry does when there are these late changes that you really can't prepare for?
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes it affects the, if it's the whole game being canceled or there's pitching changes, that certainly changes the, you know, the odds that we have to display for the customers. But baseball has done an okay job so far with this, in my opinion. You know, we've been able to confine those teams that have had the COVID, and those teams have come back now and played. And so far, the way that it's been handled, I think, has been great for us. We know there's going to be postponements. We go with the flow. There are other games. And, you know, when those games return, we'll book them. And I just hope that it continue, if it's, this is the worst it gets. That's what I hope. You know, I don't want to see multiple teams having issues, because then we're going to see multiple cancellations.
How much would that affect football, too? Because football won't be in a bubble. And so, theoretically, I hope it's not the case, but there could be some similar issues right before game day.
There could be. You know, and remember that football is still over a month away. So, hopefully, there's positive progress to make before then.
Yes.
But, yes, you know, there could be some major players that are going to be ruled out at a day before, and you know, that's going to change everything as far as the line is concerned. You know, and we have to keep a close eye on that. That's very important, because one player could swing a line a full full 6 or 7 points or even more.
Johnny Avello is with DraftKings from Las Vegas, joining us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I like to ask this question of people that I talk to on the show now, because we were all in the same boat where we were waiting and wondering and worrying and not sure whether sports would return or what they would look like in 2020. So when we finally got baseball back, and then a week later, basketball and hockey, and as you see in the bubbles, Orlando, Edmonton, Toronto, it's working. The process is actually working. What were the emotions around the industry, but also for you personally, watching it finally return?
Well, for me personally, it was a welcome sight, and I knew that the bettors would embrace this, and they did. Right, those two baseball games to start off were both fantastic rights, and then we followed up a week later with basketball and hockey, which are both doing very well. So what I anticipated would happen actually did. All the leagues are core sports. It's the one that our bettors are most familiar with, and they're betting them. They're happy they're back. They're happy they're back. I'm happy they're back, and I think any sports fan is happy they're back.
Yes, I would agree with that. All right, it's always good to catch up with Johnny Avello, who's the Sportsbook Director of Operations for DraftKings. And we like to check the pulse of the gambling industry with him because he's so connected. Johnny, it's good to talk to you, and it's good to hear so much optimism about what's happening in the industry. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Amy. We will talk again soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.